Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. Following messages from the series, Raising Godly Children to be Kings, Queens, and Generals.
Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation. And then they answered again and they said, let the king tell his servants the dream and we will give its interpretation. Continue.
The king answered and said, I know for certain that you will gain time because you see that my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you. For you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give me its interpretation. The Chaldeans answered the king and said, there is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things of any magician, astrologer, or a Chaldean. It is a difficult thing that the king requests, and there is no other who can tell it to the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this reason, the king was angry and very furious and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon.
Then the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, my decision is firm. If you do not make known to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut into pieces, and your houses shall be made an ash heap. However, if you tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation. Last verse. For this reason, the king was angry and very furious and gave command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. You don't have to turn there, but in Revelation chapter number 4 and verse 11, it says, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist, and they were created. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for last night's downsetting. We thank you for this morning uprising. You did not allow fires to break out, nor did you allow thieves to break in. And for that reason, we say thank you. We thank you for how you watched over us and how you cared for us. We thank you for, Lord, if we desired, you gave us breakfast and food to eat. We thank you, Father, that the roof that covered us, Lord, the blankets that warmed us. We thank you, Father, for the children that rested in other rooms next to us. We thank you, Father, for the houses and the apartments and the duplexes and complexes, hotels that we stayed in last night. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us, Father. And Lord, we thank you most importantly, Lord, for keeping our minds stayed on you. For you have kept us in perfect peace by keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord. We thank you now for getting in our cars and arriving at 10:45. And Lord, we've arrived here to hear a word from you, Lord. We ask you to do as Eli said, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth thee. Lord, we are in a moment, Lord, that is unlike any other moment in the history of humankind, mankind, Lord. Lord, we need your word, Lord. We can't live without your word, Lord. So, Lord, today, Lord, in these next few moments, God, speak, Lord. Speak loud, speak clearly, speak concisely, Lord. Speak, oh God, specifically to where we have inquiry, Lord, where we have questions, Lord. Speak where we have doubt, Lord, that faith would rise because faith comes by hearing your word, Lord, and hearing your word, Lord. So speak, Lord. And when you finish, God, let me already be sitting down. Lord, unclog our ears, Lord. Lord, remove the distractions that are all around us. Don't let us be distracted, Lord, when you're speaking to what it is that we've asked you about. But let us be attentive to hear what you say, Lord. But we don't want to be hearers only, God. We want to leave here being doers, Lord. We want to do what you've commanded us to do. We want to do what you say to do, Lord. We want to be the ones, Father, Lord, that are in the earth, Lord, as the salt and as the light and as a city upon a hill that cannot be hid, Lord. Lord, speak, Lord, and let us be doers of your word, Lord. Bind the devil on every side, Lord. Cast the devil out, Lord, on every side. Lord, let this, oh God, be a moment, Lord, that the people of the Most High God finish, oh God, their reformation, Lord. And let them begin to become exactly who you've intended, oh God, them to be. Whether it's a prophet, whether it's, oh God, a pastor, whether it's a teacher, oh God, most importantly, as a servant, God, finish the reformation, Lord, that we can now step into another glory. We can step into another dimension, Father. And as Dr. Hinton told us, Lord, we will be God's anointed super breed, Lord. Do something in these next 15 minutes of preaching, Lord, that I could not have done on my own, Lord. Not only give me articulation of speech, God, but make me anointed, Father, that destroys yokes, Lord. Let every yoke be destroyed. Israel was at least 1.2 million, Lord. And you said when they came out of Egypt, there was not one feeble, not one sick, not one afflicted one among them. But whatever we are in number today, God, we came in one way. But I decree we're going out another way, Lord. Not only are we going out another way, God, but we're going to now, God, put the devil on the run. We're going to put demons on the run, Lord. We're going to contend with the high places, wherever they may be, but everywhere we've been assigned. Whether here, whether it's Raleigh, Lord, whether it's, oh God, Tampa, Lord, whether it's, oh God, Atlanta, whether it's Houston, Lord, whether it's the Midwest, God, whether it's Australia, Lord. God, we're leaving here differently, Lord, and we're going to put the devil on the run, Lord. We're going to rise up out of where we've been, Lord, and we're going to step into another place, Lord. In a few moments, Father, Saul became another man because he was among the prophets. That was under the old covenant, Lord. In a few moments, Lord, I decree and I declare these shall become what they could not even imagine themselves being because they was impacted by the prophetic. Lord, I say that again, Lord. Lord, let these, Father, be so impacted by the prophetic that they become that which they could not even imagine being because they was touched, Lord, and they was changed, and they was put back together, and they was healed, and they was delivered. And Lord, when you've done it, Lord, we'll make sure that we give you the glory. We'll make sure we give you honor. We'll make sure that we give you the praise. And all God's people said, amen. And amen. For you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and they were created. Edward, if you don't mind, just stay right there because I don't want to be long today. Minstrels, if you guys want to be released, I won't do it to you again another Sunday, Justin. But you know I love you, son. Edward, stay right where you were. You had me right where I needed to be. Give you, or I won't exegete the entire, amen, context of the text. So I won't take that time because we would be too lengthy in doing that. But I pray that anything I give you, it will be in context, amen, of what, amen, the entire passage said. So I'll give you some scripture, amen, to support what I'm going to say in my statement. And then I pray that when we get to the end, we'll be where God wants us to be. And we can understand. Because now we must know how to live. King has gone mad, or the king have gone wild. Come on, somebody say this with me. Let's get it going real early. Say, I will know how to live when the king has gone mad or gone wild. See, because there's nothing new under the sun. This stuff might look new to us, but ain't none of this new to God. Somebody said that when we say, ain't none of this new to God. Ain't none of this new. And if he did it before, he can do it now, and he will yet do it again. Because the king has gone wild, because the king has gone mad, does not mean we have to go wild. does not mean that we have to go mad. So I want to speak a few statements that will help you, and I'm going to back all the way back up to Genesis, and then I'll end in Revelation so you can understand, amen, what Daniel is saying to us, but most importantly, what we should say, what we should understand as we pivot to go to that next place in God. Here goes statement number one, and I call them prophetic statements. Here goes statement number one. One of the great revelations that we must receive while living in a government ruled by men, that the people joined to the kingdom of God are ruled and provided for by a heavenly kingdom. Right? And they're going to have everything on multimedia, so you'll be able to write it down or take a picture of it. All right, but statement number one. One of the great revelations that we must receive while living in a government, we live in a democracy in America, in a government ruled by men, that the people joined to the kingdom of God are ruled and provided for by a heavenly kingdom. Therefore, the main objective for the service of God in every and all situations, both young and old, is to live godly and with an excellent spirit. And I know that's a lot. And I told you I'm past some statements. All right. Come on, somebody say, I live in a democracy, but I'm ruled over by the kingdom. All right, we got to get that. We're in a democracy, but the democracy don't rule us. All right, we're in a democracy, and I know you don't call him king, but I am sort of kind of inferring our president is going mad. I'm sort of kind of inferring that, and I'm not trying to talk against the president. I'm just trying to trace truthfully what we're in so we can know how to live. One of the great revelations that we must receive while living in a government ruled by men, all right, just for my pedigree, I believe in this American democracy so much that I gave them 10 years of my life that I was willing to die for, and I fought, amen, at the latter end of Desert Storm. So I don't want anybody to go out here talking about this pastor don't like the president or the government. I'm for government, but I'm one that is a prophet that speaks truth to power. So we'll be clear on what I'm doing here. All right, one of the greatest revelations that we must receive while living in the government ruled by men, that the people joined to the kingdom of God are ruled by and provided for by a heavenly kingdom. All right, now, because we're in the government, we live in America, but we ruled by the heavenly kingdom. Therefore, the main objective for us is to be servants of the Most High God in every and all situations, whether young or old, attempting to exemplify a godly and an excellent spirit. We still can live godly and in an excellent spirit under President Trump. Come on, tell your neighbor, you can do it. You can do it. You don't have to lose your mind. You don't have to go crazy. I don't care who go crazy. You can live with a godly and an excellent spirit even in our current situation. Put in your notes, because I won't have time to read all of this, but put in your notes Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 18 through 24. And then in verse 28, it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptable with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews 12 and 28, it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom, since we are a part of a kingdom that is not of this world, which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Do me a favor, talk to your neighbor, say, neighbor, oh neighbor, don't let nothing stop you from serving God. Right. Statement number one. You're under the democracy of America. You're going to have to pay taxes. You're going to have to work. look at your house in Congress and the House of Senate, and you're going to say, what in the world is going on? And you're going to have to watch 24 hours of CNN reporting nonsense. And you got to get up Monday morning and live godly and with an excellent spirit. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you can do that. Neighbor, you can do that. Statement number two. Before time began, God knew this day would come. He knew that you and I would be his ambassadors in the earth. And he knew exactly who would be the children of light and who would be children of darkness. I'm going to say that again. Before time began, God knew this day would come. Nothing surprises him. He's not surprised that your mom and dad hooked up. And now we have you. Nothing surprised him. He said to the prophet, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. So ain't none of this a surprise to God. Before time began, God knew this day would come. He knew that you and I would be his ambassadors in the earth. And he knew exactly who would be the children of light and who would be the children of darkness. Nothing surprises God. Nothing surpasses God. And he wants us to be assured that he is the savior of the whole world. And nothing is beyond his influence or rulership. I'm trying to calm some nerves today. I'm trying to get us back stable and looking to the hills from which our help really come, because it doesn't come from Capitol Hill. Before time began, God knew that this day would come. He knew that you and I would be his ambassadors in the earth. He knew who would be the children of light and who would be the children of darkness. Nothing has surprised him. Nothing surpasses him. And he wants us assured that he's still the savior of the whole world. Somebody say that to me. Say, he is the savior of the whole world. And he wants us to understand, I can influence that, and I'm still ruling in the affairs of men. If I had time, we'd go into Isaiah 43. It says, I have declared and I have saved and I have proclaimed, and there is no foreign God among you. He says, I am God. Before the day was, I am he. And there is no one that can deliver you out of my hand. I will work, and who gonna reverse it? God says to us, I'm going to work. Now show me somebody that can reverse what I'm doing. That's a good place to say hallelujah. If I put you on that job, who gonna get you up off of it? If I join husband and wife together, who can put a sunder to it? God says, I will work, and who gonna reverse it? And he now needs us as believers to believe that he's working in our lives, that my stuff is working out for his good. You didn't hear what I said. He needs believers to believe that he is working. And he is both author and finisher. Before this is over, this is going to be just like he said it was going to be. Before this is over, whether it's our job, our relationships, our children, good God Almighty, our children, before this is over, it's going to be just like God said it would be. And he needs the believers to believe. Come on, ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? He said, I will work, and who gonna reverse what I'm doing? I had a little bit more time. I go into Numbers chapter number 23. It says, for the people of God, what enchantment is there against them? I got to pause there, and I got to deal with that a little bit. Most of the stuff that works against us is because of our thinking. Most of the stuff that works against us is because of our thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. All right? So either I thought it out and it came to existence, or it became a high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and I didn't bring it down. Come on, tell your neighbor, pastor just said something. Oh, God.
Either it's something in my mind that I brought into existence, so I thought it out, or it's a high thing that I didn't cast it down. Can't say the devil made me do it and the devil caused it all my life. Because I'm a king's kid. I'm a king's man. I have dominion over stuff. Ah, God. And I'm talking gender neutral there. I should say you women friendly. Amen. When I say I'm a king's man, you a king's woman too. You have dominion. I done showed you the verse that I showed you that he gave them dominion. But we think stuff. And before you know it, we're living stuff. A high thought got imagined against us. And we didn't pray enough, see enough, discern enough to know that high thing is trying to mess with my marriage. That high thing's trying to mess with my health. That high thing's trying to mess with my child. And I better go get it before it get me. Talking spiritual things now. I'm talking in the spirit realm now. I'm in, okay, let me help you with it. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. And we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Y'all know a little bit more? And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God says I'm healed. The knowledge of God says I'm healthy. The knowledge of God says my marriage works. The knowledge of God says I have godly children. Well, Satan gets a plan and say, what can we do? And exalt knowledge. And exalt thought. And somebody got to contend with that high thing. Least it just manifests itself out. Don't want to indict here, but I need to inform. If you don't deal with that high thing gonna deal with you. Somebody talk to your neighbor and say, if you don't deal with that high thing gonna deal with you. This is what I love about it. We've been empowered to deal with high things. But, you didn't hear what I said. We've been empowered to deal with high things. We've been built for these kind of battles. We've been equipped with the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom and the gift of faith and the discerning of spirits and the interpretation and in speaking in tongues and the interpretation. We've been built, but our gifts are dormant. Our gifts are inactive. We ain't using what we've been given. And we got to now back up, say, God endowed me with power. If I got to go back to the altar and get filled with the Holy Ghost again, I know some of y'all got a problem with that, but I'll take you to Acts chapter number 19. He said, have you received the Spirit since you believed? That's Apostle Paul talking. You ain't hear y'all. Every now and then, since you believe, you need to be filled again. Y'all better hear me. Intellect can't handle some stuff. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Thinking some things you can't think out, you got to pray yourself out. And I feel like preaching now. Sometimes you got to fight like Paul did with the beast at Ephesus and say, devil, you ain't having my child. Devil, you ain't having my family. Devil, you ain't having my city. Devil, you ain't firing me from another job. You got to fight that thing in the spirit. Can I help some of you guys? Sometimes fighting in the spirit, you got to get in a quiet place. I feel like preaching now. And you don't even know what you really need to pray for, and you just pray under your breath until God begin to tell you what to say. Oh, y'all ain't saying that. You got to get in a quiet place. And then Romans said you begin to pray, and then you pray like you know not, and the spirit begin to help with your infirmities. Before you know it, you done found grandmama's devils and granddaddy's demons and high places that visited your community and stuff that's over your job, and only a mighty God could have revealed it to you. So it's either what I thought out, now I'm living out. Job said, the thing that I fear the most has come to pass. He thought that thing out. Or it was a high place. Nobody contending with it. I need to let a few people in here know that ain't nobody in your family dealt with that spirit. That's why you and your husband is dealing with what y'all dealing with. And y'all ain't got to say nothing to me. I know I'm on it. Somebody got to rise up. At least your children have to deal with that same dumbness that you're dealing with. At least your daughter rise up and have to deal with the same foolishness that you're dealing with. Somebody got to stop this high place and bring it down and then do what Joshua did when he found the five kings. Put their foot on the neck of the enemy. I don't know if anybody can hear me. I know I'm a little violent in that because the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Somebody got to go get that high place and bring it down. And that's what I said. Do like Joshua did and put your foot on the neck of the enemy. I meant what I said. But y'all ain't hearing me. At least we go through another generation of divorce, cancer-filled bodies, mental disorders, children afflicted. Y'all, I know y'all looking at me in that tone. Children afflicted with the exact same thing that we suffered with. I'm telling you what it is. It's a high place that ain't nobody go get.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.